Okay, AT&T Hotline.
Oh, we got them?
Tom Brady is with us. Tom Brady interview is brought to you by Howe's Lubricator, Digital Federal Credit Union. What can DCU save you? Northeast Electrical Distributors and your New England Cadillac dealers. Tom Brady, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Do you like The Voice?
The show?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Okay, just check. Yeah.
I mean,
Dino's big on
he's
it.
A real man.
Thanks for joining us, Tom. We'll see you next week.
I've never seen it either.
Yeah, anyways.
Real men don't want your voice.
Familiarity with the opponent in the wins over the Texans. How much of that was key?
I think every week's a little bit different. So, you know, there was some familiarity on both sides of the ball. But you still, you know, prepare and approach the week the same way. So, I'm just glad we got a win. It was a couple of tough weeks of some sleepless nights and trying to get back on track. So I thought the team really kind of figured out a way. Defense played great. And, you know, it was fun to go down there and get a road win. And then, you know, to see those other two teams lose that were ahead of us. So hopefully we just, you know, keep battling and, you know, go out and win this week at home again. That's going to be pretty important.
They came in winning 4 of 5. You know, your old pal Brian Hoyer, I thought, was having a pretty good year. He had a 94 QB rating. They got 7 first downs in the game and obviously 6 points, Tom. Are you surprised how good this defense is? We were just talking about this at the break. You might have said goodbye to 2 Hall of Famers and Vince Wilfork and Darrell Revis. And the defense, as far as I can tell, has never played better.
It's been pretty amazing. You know, even, you know, look at the Denver game. Look at the Eagle game. Look at the Buffalo game. The Giant game. I mean, they played a lot of really great football. You know, over the last half of the season, even early in the season, and you know, they've taken some injuries too, just like the offensive side of the ball. You know, we've dealt with injury issues. They've, you know, been without some really key defensive players. So it's been pretty you know, remarkable what they've been able to overcome and achieve. You know, it puts us in a decent position, so we just got to take advantage. We got to, you know, this is when we got to, you know, we just got to keep grinding every single day. There's nothing easy about football season, especially this time of year. And, you know, it's, you know, with 3 games to play, you know, every game's important. And, you know, we're going to need to figure out how to win and play our best every single week, you know, as best we're capable of playing.
Who's one or two guys? I know, you know, the whole defense has played well, but one or two guys who surprised you. We knew, you know, Jamie Collins was going to be good. We know Chandler Jones, but
the thing I would ask is, did you know when Revis left? We did what we always do here. We went crazy for a week
we
or
overreacted.
Two. And we were wrong, like we usually are with Belichick. It looks like so far it was the right move, and we know we made the play against the Seahawks last year and all that. But did you know that Butler was as good as he is? Were you aware of that?
Well, Malcolm has a very unique skill set. For a second-year player, I think it's pretty impressive what he's been able to achieve. And, you know, in that, when you think about that Super Bowl game, he wouldn't even start in that game. You know, he came in as a reserve and made that play. Now, I practiced against him on scout team all last season. So, you know, he just worked his tail off. And he obviously had the skill set. It's just how you understand the game and the, you know, formations, and you play within the scheme. And, you know, I think our team's such a game plan team. One week you play one technique or coverage. Next week it's a different technique or coverage. And I think just learning all the different facets of the game. So he's just been, you know, to watch him improve and to you know, when you see young players improve like that, and I think Jamie is the same way. Like, I mean, Jamie's an incredible football player, And Chandler, well, the way he's played, Hightower, you know, Gerard, it's Rob Ninkovich. I mean, he's just like, you know, he's there every single week, you know, and plays his tail off every single week. Jabal shared what he's done. So I think there's just a lot of guys, there's a lot of guys that didn't mention Logan Ryan. I mean, he's had an incredible year. Devin has played incredible. Patrick Chung has played incredible. So, I mean, those guys are just, they play so well together. They complement one another. They've just done a great job. You know, they blitz, they cover, they've just done a lot of things really well. So it's amazing watching them get to the quarterback like they have. They've caused a lot of defensive, you know, a lot of turnovers and so forth. And They've played great all season. It's been fun to watch.
Can you tell us in detail what the skill set is for Butler?
Well, I mean, his quickness, I would say his ability to match routes is I think, just really unique. It's a unique skill set. I mean, I'm always evaluating defensive backs. I mean, that's what, you know, we spend hours on every single week, Coach Belichick, myself, the other quarterbacks, you know, watching from the other side of the ball. And, you know, we always talk about transition and, you know, change of direction and can this guy match quickness. And Malcolm is like he's like a shadow, you know. It's like he mirrors what the other receivers are doing. You know, to be able to react, you know, a guy runs 15 yards and breaks in, and Malcolm is just, as soon as a guy starts to break, Malcolm's already going that direction. And he's got very good instincts, got great ball skills. I mean, I think that play that he made in the Super Bowl, you know, is very indicative of how he plays the game. I mean, he can see something and he can react. I mean, that looked like, wow, you know, that was, you know, a good play. But that's the kind of play that Malcolm always makes, is that reactive quickness. And it's just, it's a tough thing for a quarterback because, you know, you're reading your receiver, and as soon as your receiver breaks, that's usually when you cut the ball loose. But when the DB breaks basically at the same time, and sometimes if he can anticipate it faster, then, you know, there's no space to throw the ball, and it just ends up suffocating the receiver. So he's had an incredible year. He's a great player. It's fun to watch. I'm glad he's on our team and not on the opposing teams.
And you've thrown to some great players over the years. Obviously, you know, Randy Moss for a couple of years, a Hall of Famer. Wes Welker, a borderline Hall of Famer. Is Rob Gronkowski the best weapon you've ever had?
I mean, he's a matchup nightmare. He's a freak. I mean, it's hard to compare different positions. And I mean, I can't say enough good things about Gronk, because what he brings to our offense is, I mean, no one in the league, you know, has someone that's as tough a mismatch as Gronk is. He's just, you know, he's big, fast, tough, dependable, consistent. He's a great teammate. He's just a great guy. He's a great person to have in the locker room. I mean, he's awesome.
He's
a totally different player. I mean, Julian's a totally different player. Randy's a totally different player. Each of them have such unique skill sets. You know, and I've played with a lot of great tight ends, Dan Graham and Ben Watson and Christian Fourier, and, you know, all of them are very different. And, you know, Gronk obviously is different than all the guys in the league. I mean, they talked about officiating, and it's hard to officiate a guy like Gronk because the officials don't have anybody else to compare Gronk to. So they watch all these other tight ends play, and now they got to officiate Gronk. And, you know, his style of play is just very different than everybody else's. But the play that he made to start the game, you know, going back across the field was, I mean, he's so tough to cover if you put a linebacker on him. If you put a safety like they did on the goal line, we throw a fade. You know, he's 6'7", he jumps, he catches, he high points the ball. I mean, he's got ridiculous hands. I mean, he's just always been such a great player for us since the day he walked in the door.
I know you don't like to compare different positions, but they're both tight ends. Would you say Gronkowski is better than Christian Fourier? As just rating your...
Christian definitely had a great skill set. So I know I loved playing with Christian. He was a great teammate, great person.
I will let you off the hook. I mean, Gronk's the greatest tight end of all time.
That's true. Gronk is the greatest tight end of all time.
You think right now you can say this, or this early into his career, he's the greatest tight end of all time?
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
Well, you saw the numbers.
I mean, yes. I don't even look at the numbers. The numbers don't matter. Watch the player.
I'll say this. You worry, Tom, that he takes a beating. He takes punishment. He gives it right back. But, I mean, wouldn't you like to sometimes wrap him in bubble wrap and save him for the playoffs?
He'll be done at 28, Tom, I think, because of the way he plays.
Well, I mean, you love to do that with everybody and just save them for what we got. You know, we're still fighting for, you know, we're fighting and clawing for everything. And we came off a 2-game losing streak, so I think everyone is looking for us to, you know, improve and get better and do the things that we need to do to prepare ourselves. I mean, we know that we're in the playoffs, obviously, but there's still a lot of football left, and, you know, we got 3 important games. This one's huge because it's. And when there's three left, they're all more important than the, you know, as the season goes. As the season goes, they each get more important because there's less of them. And, you know, we got to take care of business at home. So it's a team we don't know. They've won some games this year that they've scored some points this year. They had a top 10 defense going into the last, into the Jet game. So, you know, they could play defense. They can score points. You know, it's going to be, you know, we're going to have to fire tail off.
Speaking of tight ends, you know, I think how many snaps did you say Chandler played? One or two snaps on Sunday?
One.
Is that right?
One.
Is there a reason why? I don't know. When he signed here, I kind of figured he'd be a guy who would pop in and catch, you know, 45, 50. He just seemed like a natural fit. It feels like so far it hasn't quite happened. Is there a reason for that? Or am I wrong? Or is that what's going on?
You know, I'm not sure for one reason or another. I mean, I definitely have a lot of confidence in him and what he's, you know, added to our team. He's caught some pretty important touchdown passes. He's been a key factor to what we've been doing. He's been fighting through stuff all year, some bumps and bruises and so forth, but he's been available every week. And, you know, some weeks you get more snaps than others, but he's a, you know, he's definitely someone that, you know, adds a different element to our team when he's out there.
You know what I think, Tom? I think that it's not just Chandler. It's a lot of players. I think when they come to New England, I think as soon as they walk through the door, there's peer pressure. One of the things that Troy Brown told me is that as a receiver, the last thing they want to do is let you down. And I think that when players come to New England, they put more pressure on themselves. There's greater intimidation than they've ever experienced before. And I'm not saying it's good or bad. I just think playing Buffalo for the quarterback of the week is a hell of a lot different than playing for you in the New England Patriots. And I think that, you know, I think that impacts a lot of guys.
Yeah, but he for what Scott's added to our team, I mean, he's been a great teammate. I mean, his energy, enthusiasm every week has been great. I mean, he's, like I said, there's been some bumps and bruises that he's been dealing with. So he's, you know, hopefully he can get back to, you know, 100%. We all wish we were at 100%. But I have a ton of confidence when he's out there. He's a tough matchup. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to continue to use it as we go forward in the season.
You, I assume you're in bed when Miami lost. You won the division. I think it's your 13th division title, which is insane.
Well, they had a party. They had hats.
Do you smile when you hear that? Does it mean anything to you at this point?
I didn't know until this morning when I saw the NFL.com that said on NFL.com. So that was that's pretty cool. I mean, it's a great achievement for our team. I didn't know that was possible last night, or else I probably would have stayed up and watched a little bit longer, but I just watched. Obviously, there was some tiebreaker that we, you know, came up with or something. But that's great. I mean, it's really, you know, that's what you start with. You know, is winning your division, and we talk about that every year. And we've done a good job in our division thus far at being 4-0, and you know, we'll have a chance in the last 2 weeks of the year to finish strong after this Titan game.
You all right?
So I'm trying going back and forth. Yeah. Sausage.
Focus.
So last week, it happened once again in the debate. There's another debate tonight. So just to be clear, I'm not looking to collect any money from debt spin.
Oh, yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm not even asked the question.
This is low-hanging fruit.
No, but Donald Trump said last week that Tom goes around telling everyone how great he is. And I think he's using Tom as sort of, you know, to move his popularity forward in Massachusetts. That's what the story said. So I'll ask it one more time, just so it's clear, just for the record. Are you supporting Donald J. Trump for president in 2016?
Can I just stay out of this debate? Donald's a good friend of mine. I've known him for a long time. I support all my friends. That's what I have to say. He's a good friend of mine. He's always been so supportive of me. He's, for the last 15 years since I judged a beauty pageant for him,
right?
Which was one of the very first things that I did that I thought was really cool that came along with winning the Super Bowl. And he's always invited me to play golf, and I've always enjoyed his company. And, and I support all my friends in everything they do. I think I think it's pretty remarkable what he's achieved in his life. I mean, going from business, you know, kind of an incredible businessman and a TV star, and then get into politics. It's three different career paths. So I think that's pretty remarkable. Yeah,
Tom, I want to save you here, though. When you say you support all your friends, that can be interpreted as you are supporting Donald Trump over Ted Cruz, over Hillary Clinton.
How do you know he's not friends with Ted Cruz?
Well, I'm trying to clear the air.
Do you have any other friends in the field?
Isn't This is really important to you guys, huh?
Well, no, but that he'll be misquoted. Yeah, people will run with that.
The hat's gone, by the way. Someone wrote that the hat's gone. What'd you do with the hat?
No, I still have the hat.
Is it in the locker?
Yeah, it's still in there.
Oh. See that? He
supports. He gave me a hat. I mean, that's. I thought that was a nice thing.
I have one, too.
Sent me something. You guys have never sent me something in all the years I've been on your show. You've never sent me one thing, and if I did, maybe it'd be in my locker.
Oh, sure. You sound a little hurt. You should be hurt, but that's not right.
We have T-shirts.
You've never sent Tom anything ever?
No, he was going to send us Uggs, too.
I don't think so.
We never got any Uggs.
That's true. We didn't get those
Uggs. I have a Trump hat someone gave me, too, Tom, and that doesn't mean I'm voting for him. You know, it's kind of a cool collector's item. I'm a cruise guy, but someone gave me the hat. It's kind of a conversation piece. It doesn't mean anything.
I support, like, none of my friends. I just want them to leave me alone.
I don't have any friends.
Just leave me alone.
What I would like to ask you, though, Tom, is Dan Copen and Troy Brown, your two ex-teammates, got into a debate on pregame live with Felger on Comcast Sportsnet. Copen, before the game, said you were going to go five wide. And Brown, is there a little baby in the background there? He's doing some feeding in the morning. And Brown said that you were going to run the football, and Troy won out. Your thoughts on your running game?
Oh, God.
Well, our running game is, you know, I thought we ran the ball pretty good last week. So we've got obviously a lot of, you know, it's going to be an important thing as we go down the stretch, especially as the weather turns, and it's starting to turn now. So I thought LG ran hard. Brandon Bolden's had a great couple weeks for us. So we just got to keep, we got to keep going with it. It's hopefully, we're going to find different ways to win, whether that's five wide or, you know, at different times, running the ball five wide, it doesn't, you know, whatever it takes to get in the end zone. That's what I endorse. I endorse scoring points by doing whatever it takes to get the ball in the end zone.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, Tangway. Put the end of that.
That's right.
I think the running game is important. I think Blount carries the ball,
Brady,
Tom doesn't get killed.
Brady and Belichick both explain this to you all the time. It's not balance
what do you think?
It's points.
What do you think the run pass differential was in the second half of the Super Bowl last year against Seattle? Did you achieve perfect balance in that game?
No,
we were down 14.
I know, but I'm saying.
My point is,
when the game starts, you don't say, hey, we're going to throw the ball 26 times and run the ball 26 times.
No, I understand that, but I just think that everybody says that this is a passing league, and I get it. But we all know that there's been injuries to the offensive line, and I look for ways. I care about Tom, and I'm looking for ways to protect Brady. And the fact is when you don't have Edelman out there and you can run the football and Blount can give you 5 yards, that's one less chance Brady gets his head ripped off. That's all, Tom.
Did you think, Tom, do you think all late hits on the quarterback are dirty? Do you think, or is it, you know, there's a fine line there. Do you think what Watt did to you, did that cross the line?
No, I don't think I think that's just part of it, part of football. I don't think they're all dirty at all. I think they're pretty aggressive. Obviously, their job is to get to the quarterback, and then, you know, I mean, it's all split-second decisions. You know, sometimes they're a little late, and they get flagged for it. But I mean, he's been getting to the quarterback all year. Before the whistle, after the whistle, I mean, he's there no matter what. Clowney, I mean, he showed up the other night. He was kind of a force to be reckoned with, too. So, you know, that's a good team. That's a good defensive front we faced. And, you know, they're just tough. You know, they got a lot of good matchups, and Merciless was a good pass rusher. You know, our guys hung in there. I mean, it was good that we kept them off balance. We were able to run the ball, you know, which Buffalo did the week before. They did a good job keeping them off balance, too. So
there you go, running the ball.
That's got to, you know, continue to be, you know, something that we continue to do to keep teams off balance.
All right, we know you're going to be dead. We're going to get you out of here, but I thought that you were psyched when JJ got to you late, because immediately you turned to the ref because you knew you were going to call.
Big smile.
I'm dead serious.
We didn't think you were kidding. We believed you were serious.
Well, yeah. Vince put on weight, though, huh? Did you see how big Vince was?
Well, so have you. Just ask the last question.
Quarterback question.
Question of the week. Step inside the 2015 Cadillac ATS and the Sharper Performance Sedan. Visit your local New England Cadillac dealer and experience a Cadillac for yourself. One of my favorite players to cover when he was here was Mike Vrabel. Tell me a Mike Vrabel story.
Well, Mike's still a great friend of mine, so I got a chance to see him before the game and his sons, who are getting huge. And he's, you know, he's had a great rise in coaching, you know, from going to Ohio State, and now was one of the stars of Hard Knocks. So he's got a great, obviously, future in coaching. He's smart, tough. You know, he's kind of the quintessential Patriot, you know, his style of play and so forth. And talk about someone, the more you could do, and what he did for us on special teams, certainly on offense, catching 13 touchdown catches, and then, you know, being one of the great outside linebackers to ever play for the organization. He and Willie, I mean, kind of set the standard for outside linebacker play, and what Rob and Chandler are doing now, you know, they could look to two guys and old film of Mike and Willie, and you know that's how the job gets done. So it's been pretty. He went to the Derby last year together. He's a just a great friend.
Yeah, I mean the Derby and Vrabel to me doesn't fit, but that's okay.
No, he's a perfect Derby guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. All right, Tom. Tell him to go. All right, thank you, Tom.
Bye, guys.
See you, Tom.